Well, I like to remind people that I promised boring meetings, and I think we're achieving that.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with the mayor of Saratoga Springs, John Safford, who wants a second term. Well, John Safford was elected mayor of the Spa City in 2023, the first Republican to win the seat in a decade. He promised to return civility to City Hall. Now, Safford is campaigning for re-election against Democratic challenger Michelle Madigan, one of the city's two representatives on the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors. Safford spoke with my colleague Aaron Shello-Levine. Here's their conversation.
Well, I like to remind people that I promised boring meetings, and I think we're achieving that. I don't mean boring, but, you know, civility was what I ran on, and I think that I've mentioned this before. It's the civility at the meetings translates into civility at City Hall. And in the commission form of government, having that peace between commissioners and between the employees is very important to the overall ability of the city to really respond to the needs of the, you know, the population. So I think I've done that.
Where are we as far as the campaign promise to help solve and support the unhoused residents within the city? I know last time we spoke, a shelter or some form of a shelter was in the works. Where are we off with that?
We have some pretty exciting things coming up. And then we have interim things that we're trying to deal with. The current, what's called a low barrier shelter, has approximately, I just met with Rice 2 days ago, and we're talking about this. We've had a question about whether the lease will be renewed, and it's basically moving forward on a month-to-month basis while other things take place. Rice is currently the building, their building is currently getting a second floor on it. But that will allow them to transform an area into a day center with services and a lot of services. That is going to do a lot for, it's sort of one of the things that you'll notice about some of the unhoused groups, even if they're housed, will try to get together. There's a social issue or a social type of dynamic that happens there. And this new day center will allow that to happen, give them a safe place. Obviously, they won't be able to drink there, but they'll have a lot of other things that will allow for social interaction. And that's very important to this population. So you're going to see that. Of course, we have the county, jumping in now and have purchased that property, which is almost adjacent to where Rise is. Now, that will be managed by Shelters of Saratoga, and we primarily, at least in the very beginning, it's going to be a cold blue shelter, which means it will only be active during the cold weather. But there is some talk about having a day center there as well. So we're going to have many options, for people that are unhoused to have social interaction and get help in the city. So I'm very excited about that.
One of City Supervisor Michelle Madigan's main criticisms, if you can call it that, is the fact that, you know, she doesn't necessarily believe that one term is enough time to get up to full speed and understand how things work and be as effective of a mayor as possible. How do you think you've done over the past number of months?
Well, first of all, I thank her for that because, you know, I do want a second term now. And yes, I agree with her that I can, I'm just now starting to get to a point where we can actually, you know, take 6, 8, 10 months to really learn. You need to go through a budget process before you really understand. And now going through a second budget process this year will be very informative. And we will be able to do a lot more by understanding that. So I'm looking forward to that. But like, for example, on our building department, the mayor, you know, we have a commission form of government here. So the mayor's department is basically the building department. And it's been pretty manual for many years. We now have new software. We're in the process of implementing it, and it will be, it eventually will be cloud-based, so that applications will be able to be done dynamically, and people can follow them much more dynamically than they do now. And that's going to be a huge improvement to that department, and you'll see that this year. So stuff like that. You know, I mean, the other thing that I'm working very hard, trying to work a lot with Commissioner Moran, is on this database. You know, one of the things, we've had two really important things that have happened in the last year. One is short-term rental, which requires a lot of information on homes, and for, at least for those homes. But it's a database-driven type of thing. But FOILS. FOILS has been a big issue here, and because we had kind of a crisis happening, we have been able to really take a good hard look at it. My deputy, Joanne Kiernan, who has that kind of a professional way of looking at things, has been able to jump in and do a lot in that area. And we're seeing areas where we can improve our databases. And you're going to see a lot more ability to respond, even though we're a commission form of government where each commissioner basically has his own database. It's very strange, but we're working on being able to cooperate together and bring a lot of that so that it'll become much more public.
You've started the most recent revival of discussions around the city's charter and the way that the city is run. How are we looking on getting the Charter Review Commission up and running? And at first, you weren't necessarily behind the idea. What changed in the interim?
Anybody who's been in City Hall for any time realizes that there are some challenges to the commission form of government. Not that I'm 100% against changing it, but there are things that can be improved. For example, this data, how data is shared, can be improved. What I'm hoping the commission will do will help us take a look at those things. Purchasing, for example, is another thing. There are a number of areas that I'm going to ask this. Of course, I can't tell. Once you set aside a commission, you can't tell them what conclusions they're going to get. But we're going to set a goal to see if we can find some good ways to make this work better. And so I'm working very hard at that right now.
There is now effectively a Republican majority on the city council for the first time in a decade. How do you think that's going to impact the council's ability to be effective in city governance?
Well, I think that all of us are interested in what's best for the city, not necessarily party-oriented. We've had enough. We're not driven by party ideologies or party pressure, you know. I mean, it's politics, and we're in a, you know, so you'll see some of that. But Tim Cole, for example, is a Democrat. He just happened to run on the Republican area. It isn't that we always agree, but we definitely have an ability to talk to one another and come to a consensus. And I'm hoping that that will spill over into the rest of the council.
Talking about the other Republican, technically the only other Republican on the board now with Chuck Marshall, do you think he won that race fair and square? And do you think how city GOP went about it was appropriate?
I've had a number of discussions with people about it. And on the surface, without understanding the precedent, there were a number of, you were there, there were clear precedents for the decision that the judge made. It wasn't a political move. He had clear precedent to make that decision. But on the surface, I can see why some people were, basically people are very proud of being Democrat, wrote Democrat on it. But it was on the ballot, it clearly said you cannot do that. And so that precedent was held up. And, he ended up, by the way, I I have the utmost respect for Kaczynski. He was, Hank's a good guy, and I thought we were doing fine with him. But, you know, there was an insistence on having an election, and that's what we had.
The Saratoga Springs Police Department and Tim Cole are renewing their advocation for a new headquarters, with renewed calls for a brand new Saratoga Springs Police Department going up, proposed just across the street. How are you prepared to sell that to taxpayers given the potential cost on them?
Well, it depends on how we go about paying for it. And, you know, this is something that will be capitalized. So more than likely, we'll do a bond to do it, and it'll take a period of time. I mean, right now, the taxpayers, I make no bones about the fact that we're running out of some grants, and the new police or the new fire station is adding a significant cost to what we have to do. But safety, if we want to have 3-minute, and we do, responses to everyone within our very large geographic city, we need to do that, and we're going to have to pay for that. So taxes or increase in sales taxes, there's some way that this has to be made up. And so I'm working very hard to make sure that not only the police department, which we need, I mean, this is one of my complaints that I ran about 10 years ago, I would have been in favor of doing it when it would have been half the cost, you know, the same proposal. But I'm very much in favor of us doing this.
Having talked with Chuck Marshall, the new DPW commissioner, he is still really in favor of cutting the paid parking program, which is now fully in place and ready to roll for a full season this summer. Where do you fall on that conversation around getting rid of a program which is otherwise in place and ready to raise the city a good chunk of change?
Yeah, I mean, it's a discussion that I've had a meeting with the downtown business folks who are very vocal about thinking that hurts them. One thing that did hurt was the way it got rolled out. It was very confusing for people, and it still is, because I talk to a lot of people about parking. They still think that you have to pay on the street here, and and it's always been free, and it will continue to be free on the streets. I am not saying that I'm in favor of stopping it, mainly because the budget already has set aside like $450,000 in expected revenue from it. And I do ask the downtown business people, is if we didn't have it, would an increase in sales make up for that? You'd have to get an awful lot of sales tax to make up for that. So there's a practical side to it, especially since we are looking at, over the next couple of years, a deficit because of the expenses that we're incurring. But I'm still open to a discussion about that.
The Civilian Review Board has a new chair. We are moving forward with that. What else are you prepared to do to help that board get back up and into operation?
Well, I think a lot of people have misunderstood how stringent that board is. They have more rules than any committee that I've ever had to deal with. And one of the things is that they need to go through a mediation training, each one. And we're willing to pay for it, and we signed the contracts to do that. But once they start the mediation training, they have 30 days to do 40 hours of training, and they must complete it within those 30 days. So plus we just added two new, or we had, we have a couple of new ones. We have to make sure that money that we're spending is not going to go to waste, that the folks are committed to be able to get that done in that period of time. So we're working very hard right now with the new chairman to get that done.
Any other updates you can give as far as the city's response to the Attorney General's report?
Well, I can't say too much, but we had a very, very productive meeting between our attorneys and public safety and the Attorney General's attorneys. And it was very productive last week, and that's all I can say about it because I wasn't in on it. But But we understand that they are working very hard to try and get this resolved for us.
As we're seeing ICE raids and deportations across the country, do you think Saratoga Springs' seasonal economy could survive an ICE raid on immigrants of any status within the city?
Well, this happened before. I met with, I'm very connected to the Backstretch Ministry and the other services. And one of the things that we're very open to is someone needs support there if there's something that can be done about that issue. It hasn't affected us yet. It did affect us a couple of years ago, but not very much. But we're prepared to do whatever we can to make sure that people are treated well. But again, this is a question for Commissioner Cole. We will collaborate to the extent that we can, with any federal, but we haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.